Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Maaseh, the Torah lists every one of the 42 places that Bnei Yisrael traveled in the Midbar on their journey from Egypt to Eretz Yisrael. In Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Beis, in the very beginning of Parshas Maaseh, Hashem commanded Moshe to write out each stop. But the question is, why? If we go back to Sefer Shmos, and if we go to Sefer Bamidbar, we could put together the list ourselves. So why would the Torah write them down here? What message is the Torah teaching us by listing every place that Bnei Yisrael stopped in the Midbar? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, on the very first pasuk in Parshas Maaseh, asks this question and offers two beautiful answers. First, Rashi says that in Parshas Shlach, when Bnei Yisrael were punished to wander in the Midbar for 40 years, we would have thought that that means that Bnei Yisrael were constantly on the move, constantly relocating, constantly packing up their camps, their tents, their families, their animals, and moving to the next place, and the next place, and the next place after that. That's what we would have thought. And frankly, it would have been deserved. After all, Bnei Yisrael rejected and despised Hashem's beloved land of Eretz Yisrael. That's what David HaMelech says in Sefer Tehillim, in Perek Kufav, Pasuk Chav Dalid, Vayim Asu Be'eretz Chemda Lo He'eminu Lidvaro. They rejected the desirable land, and they put no faith in his promise. And the Medrash, and many Mefarshim there on Tehillim, tell us that that pasuk is talking about Bnei Yisrael rejecting Eretz Yisrael, in the case of the Meraglim. So it would make sense that as a punishment, Bnei Yisrael would be forced to constantly wander and roam in the Midbar. But Rashi says that by listing all of the places that Bnei Yisrael stopped in the Midbar, we find that actually Bnei Yisrael barely wandered at all. 42 stops in 40 years is really not that much. And in reality, it wasn't even 42 stops. 14 of those stops happened in the first year after they left Mitzrayim, before the events of the Meraglim even happened. And the last 8 stops happened after Aaron HaKohen died. In other words, in the 40th year. So it comes out that in reality, there were only 20 stops in almost 40 years. And by listing every place Bnei Yisrael stopped in the Midbar, Hashem's incredible and boundless chesed is highlighted very powerfully. Even when Hashem punishes us, God forbid, He does it far more gently than we deserve. That's Rashi's first explanation as to why the Torah lists all of Bnei Yisrael's stops in the Midbar. And for his second explanation, he quotes the Medrash Tanhuma, which relates a mashal, a parable, of a king who had a son who was ill. And they traveled a very far distance to find a cure for that son. And after he gets cured in that far-off place, they traveled back along the same route that they had taken on the way to the cure. And along the way back, the king mentions some details about their first journey. This is the place where we slept. This is the place where we were cold. This is the place where your head hurt, etc., etc. That's Rashi's second explanation as to why all of Bnei Yisrael's stops are recorded in the Torah. But what does that mean? How does the story of the king help us? The Maharal Rav Yehuda Lo of Prague, who died in 1609, explains this mashal in his Sefer on Rashi called Gur Aryeh. The Maharal says the following: sometimes when Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, everything was great. Everything was comfortable. That's what the father says in the mashal. This is where we slept. That's sometimes. And sometimes in the Midbar, Bnei Yisrael suffered. And that's what the father says in the mashal. This is where the place where we were cold. And sometimes in the Midbar, Bnei Yisrael were in great danger. As the father in the mashal says, this is where you were sick, this is where your head hurt. By telling Moshe to list each and every one of the places that Bnei Yisrael stopped, Hashem was instilling in Bnei Yisrael a very powerful message. No matter what the situation, Hashem says, I am with you. I was with you. I will be with you. No matter what happens, no matter what you experience, no matter what, says Hashem, I will be with you. There were many challenges along Bnei Yisrael's travels in the Midbar, and there will be, and there would be, many more challenges to come for our nation, unfortunately. But through it all, we must remember, just like the 42 stops of Bnei Yisrael in the wilderness, and each one with a story, each one with a challenge, just like those stops, Hashem is with us, working hard, so to speak, to protect us and to enable us to survive and thrive through history's challenges. No matter what, Hashem reminds us constantly that we are never alone. Have an amazing day, everyone!